This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN agencies on Friday warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan as Taliban advances drive tens of thousands of people from their homes amid spreading hunger. Insurgents over the past 2 days have taken control of the second and third biggest cities as Western embassies prepare to send in troops to help evacuate staff, although the United Nations says its 320 staff members will remain. The UN's refugee agency claims more than 250,000 people have been forced from their homes since May, 80% of them women and children. They say many reported extortions by armed groups on the way and having to dodge improvised explosives along major roads. Thousands of people are rushing from rural areas to the capital, Kabul, and other urban centers in search of shelter, according to another UN official. He says they are sleeping in the open, in parks and public spaces, and a major concern right now is simply finding shelter for them. British police say six people, including a child, were killed in a mass shooting in southwest England on Thursday evening, a rare incident which officials called, quote, shocking. Police said two women and three men, including the suspect, died at the scene from gunshot wounds, while another woman died shortly after at the hospital. Britain has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world. Thursday's incident was the country's first mass shooting in over a decade. Police had earlier described the shooting as a, quote, serious firearms incident and said the situation was contained. They added it was not terrorism related. Local media quoted a witness who said a gunman kicked in the front door of a home before shooting a mother and a daughter, escaping through a park behind the house, and then shooting two dog walkers. Find more at voanews.com. This is